Hello there and welcome to the Make It in Design podcast. I'm Beth Kempton and along with designer Rachel Taylor, I co-founded online design school makeitindesign.com to help creatives from across the globe to thrive in the design industry. We've created this podcast to bring you interviews with designers who have made bold moves and followed their hearts in order to thrive. We hope it inspires you to follow your own dreams, grow a sustainable design business, and do what you love. Inside these rich and juicy conversations, you'll hear all about the life lessons our friends have learned as they've grown their design businesses. They share their highs and lows, wins and challenges, and top tips for success. Be sure to subscribe now so you don't miss a single episode. Then get yourself a lovely cuppa and settle in for an inspiring chat. While you're putting the kettle on, let me take a moment to tell you about our online design school at makeitindesign.com. It offers a full range of courses from beginner to advanced levels, teaching everything from how to design in Photoshop and Illustrator to how to license your work, manufacture products, launch your own label and more. These courses are amazing and they are led by our co-founder Rachel Taylor and a host of other working designers and industry professionals. Makeitindesign.com is also home to our super friendly and inspiring private design community, the Live Hub, where you can get trend insights, industry guidance and inspiring design challenges fresh every month. You can find out more and join the community at makeitindesign.com. And so to today's conversation.
Hi there, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Rachel, co-founder of Make It in Design, and I'm really excited to chat to Alexander Wills today of Make. Alexander is a digital printing expert. He's devoted to helping designers gain financial freedom while doing what they love, and he really has a brilliant system through the Make platform. He works with hundreds of companies daily, from small independent designers to big names such as Alexander McQueen, Dior, Burberry, the BBC, and his belief is that all designers should be treated with the same respect, no matter what their status, as creativity is unique. Now, I can honestly say I'm a big fan of everything that Alex does and the Make brand. I've honestly worked with so many different printers and they really are the best. And I just want to say to our listeners as well that I am not on commission in any way. I'm not an affiliate. This is just me giving a genuine opinion based on my own experience and based on everything from the community as well. Now, the company has gone on to have huge success. They were formerly Fashion Formula, which some of you may know. And because they're so good, they've expanded into the Make platform. And they really, really are brilliant, from customer service to quality. And what I love is, no matter whether you're a small independent designer or a big designer ordering, say, thousands of meters of fabric, or like me, a very small amount, they treat you the same. You get the great customer service, beautiful quality. They're there to answer your inquiries. And when I was working with a lot of printers, particularly early on in my career, if I'm being honest, some of them were not very nice, because they just saw me as like, oh, you know, you're just starting out, you're a small designer. And Alex and the team at Make were always absolutely fantastic. And rumor has it as well, they've also printed for the Ivy Park range for Beyoncé. So, you know, if it's good enough for Beyoncé, it should be good enough for us all. And they're absolutely brilliant. Many of our community are already big fans of everything that they do, and we're always hearing great things. So it's absolutely great to have Alex here on the podcast today. So a huge welcome, Alex. Thank you for your time, and I'm excited to chat to you.
Hi, Rachel. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good. Glad to, excited to get going.
Oh, good. You're always very busy, so I'm so appreciative of your time here. And it's nice to catch up, actually, as well.
Absolutely.
So if it's all right with you, Alex, we're going to dive straight into the questions. I know you've done so many things and you have, you know, great experience. You've been doing this for a long time and you really do, you know, live and breathe kind of the print and manufacturing industry. And you are always channeling new things, new technologies. And I think it's just going to be great for our listeners today. So my first question is, have you always been creative? And can you tell us a bit about your background?
I'm actually a third generation textile printer and manufacturer. So it kind of runs in the blood, as they say. And growing up in Manchester, around all the mills in the heritage, was an immense influence on me. I say I was actually fortunate because I had places like Style Mill on my doorstep, which immersed me in the mechanical creativity and kind of innovation needed in textiles. I was also very lucky because my whole family, and especially my mum, they're very active in the art world. So while I was young, I was taken through endless museums, often against my will, and introduced to a revolving door of sort of artists, gallerists, and creatives. And it really imbued in me a true passion for design and appreciation of all the elements of creativity. That being said, personally, I dropped art or anything to do with art at about the age of 12 or 13. And I ended up studying kind of all the sciences and then going on to do accounting and finance at uni and then an MBA after that. But I think my love for textiles and design always kind of drew me back. You know, I was always going into shops and feeling fabric and looking at the prints. And this was even before I kind of got involved in the textiles in a bigger way. And for me, I really love the combination between science and art and how, you know, huge machinery and processes can create the most beautiful and delicate of items.
So you do so much, Alex, and just, you know, you answering that question just goes to show how much experience you've had. And I love your comment about the combination of science and art. I think that's really cool. I think a lot of us as designers, we can be so scared by technology and things always changing and even reaching out to printers and stuff. So I love that just your statement there just makes it seem more at ease. I'm going to dive straight into the next question, if that's all right. There's a lot on here because you've done so much and you do so many cool things as well. So you've grown a lot as a company. As I mentioned before, you're a fashion formula, and because you're doing so many different product applications and you're expanding, and now obviously you're over at make.com. Is that always been the end goal? Obviously, predominantly at the beginning, it was very much fashion fabrics and things like that. What is this always been the big dream and you feel you're there now?
I would say we're still on our journey, and it really has been an amazing journey so far. I mean, it's, you know, really something when you kind of step out of your comfort zone and start something new and on your own. I mean, it was scary, exciting. And what keeps you really going is the bigger picture. You know, Make was only really the beginning. We have a lot of kind of big visions and ideas on our roadmap for the business going forward. And really been building a lot of tools to kind of add to it. I mean, just to give you a little glimpse of our kind of vision and dream, the vision for us is really to help designers be successful and to gain financial freedom and to focus their love or to really focus on their love, which is designing. I mean, we have several kind of ways that we approach this, and Make is a great place to see how that works. You know, designers can put their designs, patterns onto the site and create an income without the constraints of running their own websites, without having to manage the marketing. And we have businesses that only want to sell custom prints and others who want to design the clothes but don't want to create the patterns. I mean, for us, the dream for me is, again, really working with these people and creating different avenues to allow designers and makers to follow their dreams and not be constrained by the limitations of exposure to markets or, often in the case, lack of entrepreneurial knowledge.
Yeah,
which I know that you also help a lot with.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, particularly designers coming out of university or perhaps someone, for instance, taking our online courses, you know, it can feel overwhelming and things seem out of reach. And I think your platform is great for that. And you make things achievable in an easy way. And you give great support as well.
I mean, for us, the end dream is really to create a complete ecosystem where the designers, makers' journey can be supported and that talented people can have the passion, talent, and commitment. Who have the passion, talent, and commitment can really make their mark.
Definitely. And I think, you know, it just takes the headache out of stuff as well. You know, for me, I'm not an someone who's great at admin, and we have to wear many hats as designers, market ourselves, you know, keep up with social media, presentations, emailing clients. So I think if the manufacturing process is a lot easier for us, or we can sell through sites like yourself, it just means that we get more design time as well, which I think is really important.
Yeah.
And the platform is great for that. So obviously you do so many things. Can you describe like a typical day or week, or is it just the never the same? Because I know I get asked that a lot, and I'm like, oh God, where do I begin? And I don't think any 2 days look the same for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, normally I get up very early. So I normally get up at 6, and I've got two young boys. So they, you know, give them breakfast and look after them first thing in the morning. But after that, my week can be quite unpredictable. You know, I'll go into the factory, start my day probably like most of the people listening, you know, dealing with some daily admin. For me, it might be getting on the phone with clients to discuss new projects, finding solutions to issues that might arise around the factory or within our production team or customer team or marketing, and pretty much ensuring that things run as they're supposed to. I mean, for me, I guess what I can tell you is that my weekly highlights or passions, when I can tear myself away from the normality of everything, includes things like deep research and development into new fabrics, especially sustainable and organic bases. I think we've brought in about 15 or 20 sustainable or organic fabrics alone this year. And we're looking to swap out, working with our manufacturers to swap out our regular ranges for more sustainable bases going forward. Things like finding ways to improve the color and consistency in the processes within the business to make the customer journey and the received product more enjoyable, and ultimately creating a service that benefits them and makes their life a little better.
What I love as well, and I know you touched on color there, is that I just find digital printing in particular is just getting always better and better. And like you said, the different cloths that are available, the different things we can apply our designs to. I know when I first started out as an independent designer way back when, it was definitely not the same quality. You know, I had to fake the screen print, but I love now that my super colourful work I can produce, and it's affordable, and it can be absolutely beautiful on an array of, you know, different product applications. And I think I'm always excited to see what you guys do, that you are printing on different things and offering different services. So it's really, really great. And for me, colour is so important. And I literally think everything that I've had for you has always matched absolutely perfectly. And I've not even been someone who does a lot of kind of colour testing, because I've just been quite quick in what I need, and everything has always been absolutely brilliant, which again, gosh, takes the headache out of things as well.
Well, I mean, that's one of our really big challenges, because with people ordering online and you've not got people coming into the factory, designers, and seeing it like you might do with screen printing, that what they're seeing on screen is effectively their portal to understanding how their design's going to look. And therefore, our challenge is really to be able to generate the color space and make sure that our colors are accurate and consistent, so that people who are receiving it at home are not disappointed by the results. And I think
it's a lot with
always a challenge.
Imagine, but you've always been great with everything that I've had. Has been great, so I'm just going to say that never been unhappy with anything. So I just want to touch on, obviously you offer many things for designers. So we can obviously print our own designs with you and then we can sell them. We can also upload our designs to your archive as well. I know I have that with your website, and I've really enjoyed doing that. So you have a great design archive where if people want to come along and buy a printed fabric, they can type in geometric, you know, floral, or if they want my designs, they type in my name. And obviously there is, you know, so much choice on your website. What do you find tends to be the most kind of popular style prints? I mean, is it florals, geometrics, or is it just a case of a current trend, or, you know?
To be honest, I get asked that quite regularly, I would say. And it's always a question that kind of strikes me as difficult to predict. I mean, we have so much choice on the site that there's always something for everyone, for every niche. Whether you're looking for, retro fabrics to decorate your camper van, adorable illustrative designs for children's rompers, or, you know, a super luxurious art deco design for your home. And because with all of our designs, you can not only scale them to suit your project, so you can make them very, very small for making, I don't know, a necktie for your dog, or you could make the design, the same design, really, really big for wallpaper, which we also produce. So it really does depend on a truly personal style. And that's kind of the beauty of what we do there, because we also allow you to not only pick and scale the design, but also pick the fabric that it goes on. So, you know, kind of departing quite significantly from the kind of fabrics that you might see in high street retailers, where you're limited either by design or by fabric. And for me, whilst probably one particular genre doesn't win out, we find that designs with a really well-considered colour palette will be the most popular. You know, ones where you can almost look at it and just say, okay, that's the colours work there. They work nicely there. And I think that's always something for us that makes a big difference.
Oh, that's good to know. And I think colour, you know, it's so important with designs. And I always say to, you know, to our community, the power of recolouring your designs as well. If a design isn't doing well, recolour it. You know, it can really make a different, a bigger impact or appeal to a different audience. And I know you touched on scale there, and I think scale of print is so important. And I love the flexibility of that through your site. And you can see how your design can work in different scales and different products.
Yeah, I mean, I would also say as well, just to add into that, is that not only have you got the colours and the scale, but it's very important how it matches with the fabric as well, because you've got smooth fabrics, textured fabrics, open fabrics, and this does really make an impact on your design as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think for some of my more colourful prints, I've been a big fan of kind of like the velvet kind of feel fabrics, silks and things, or even the chiffons. And obviously a cotton's going to give a different effect. I think that's definitely something, as you said, to take into consideration. So next question is, I'd love to know and pick your brain on who is your favourite print and pattern designer? Obviously there's many out there. Have you got a favourite?
Of course that's easy. You, of course.
Oh.
I was going to say, but outside of your wonderful designs.
Oh, thank you.
I've been honoured to work with, I mean, truly some of the most talented designers and brands in the world. I mean, from probably, I'm going to kind of split it a little bit, because I think design, I think while you can be an incredible designer, there is, you know, it does kind of split a little bit in terms of how your designs are for some degree. I mean, for the fashion side, I've worked for over 10 years now with Mary Cotranzu, described as, I guess, the queen of digital print.
Yeah, her work's amazing.
I mean, and helping her to produce many of her seminal collections on some of the most amazing fabrics. And for me, she always blew me away with her creativity and attention to detail in her engineered print design work. So this is where the shoulders might match over the sleeve. And it just, I mean, to create the designs that she creates, but to also create them across all the different grades, across different fabrics that will have different shrinkages. And it's just the sheer technicality that went into or goes into her work was, you know, it was always interesting. And, you know, working on £100 a meter fabrics was a little bit edgy sometimes.
Wow, it must be amazing to work with someone like that. Wow.
Yeah. And then, I mean, for me, I really enjoy pushing my own technical abilities to kind of deliver true haute couture work. For me, I have a tremendous weak spot for Missoni and Etro as branded designers. Mm-hmm. I would say for the more traditional print and pattern designers, I currently really enjoy the work of Natasha from Studio Coverdale.
I know her work, beautiful.
The way that she creates her colour palettes on her prints is nothing short of masterful in what she does.
So you work with a lot of cool people, which is really good. It's amazing. So we talked a little bit about obviously the website and the things you've been doing, but can you kind of, for our audience, kind of maybe simplify in a way that what is it, the services that you offer? What, you know, if you just do a simple breakdown of what it is that, that you do, because you do so many things. And I think our audience sometimes are not sure, you know, is this right for me? If I'm kind of do print on demand, kind of print myself, if you can kind of just break it down for them.
Sure. I mean, so we offer several services depending on the designer's needs, really. Firstly, we have Make, which I guess is the body of the business, which is focused on producing custom digitally printed fabric for small and medium businesses, students, crafters, and fashion houses. I guess the key selling points for designers there are really no limit on colors or scale on the design. You can really go crazy. We have no minimum order, with the smallest order being 20 centimeter sample print. So you can always test your designs, make sure they're perfect before going into production for color, scale, and impact on the fabric. In this business, you know, we offer, I mean, I think one of the big things that people like is we offer super fast shipping. So we normally ship in 1 to 4 days, kind of on any orders up to about 500 meters. And we're made in the UK, which matters for, especially for UK designers. I mean, this means that designers can use us as a true on, or make as a true on-demand service, printing only what they need when they need it. Which is, you know, works both on the, I guess, on the ecological point of view, but also just simply for people not wanting to invest lots of money in stock. I mean, we also offer more than 15,000 designs at the moment for businesses that don't have their own patterns and want to use from our insanely talented design community. And this is the community where designers can log in, create a shop, and effectively sell your designs to people who are wanting to order that.
So our listeners know as well, I've recently done that and I've really enjoyed it so far. So if, particularly for our audience who maybe have tons of beautiful collections, it's definitely worth, you know, spending some time and uploading to the Alex site, because I've really enjoyed seeing what people have been making from my designs. And some of the designs, you know, might have been on different products before, and I've worked them into a fabric collection for the site, and it's been lovely to see.
Yeah, I mean, so I know it's lovely seeing some of the, I see some of the pictures that have been shared of your stuff as well, and it's always lovely to see.
Yeah.
I mean, the next side of it is Make Home. So in this side of the business, we're focused on finished products such as wallpaper, homewares, kitchenware, pet blankets, and some kids products. Again, same concept as Make. The designer can upload their design to print for their own purposes or sell via the store. It's a great option for people who want to sell a finished product, but don't want to hold stock or have the skill or desire to produce it themselves. The nice thing is we also offer plain label shipping, meaning interior designers, creatives, etc., could ship directly to their clients, reducing shipping costs, lead time, and environmental impact. So, you know, you can effectively take an order on your website and then place one with our site, and we can ship directly to your customer, so you don't have to interact past just letting the client know that your shipment's gone out. And then the last couple we have something called Make Academy, which focuses on helping designers kind of run their business. And we have a course for startups, and also we do one-to-one coaching for established brands. And we're designing the website, and so soon it'll be a little bit easier found there.
So cool. You do so many amazing things. I think it's great for the creative community to have all this available to them.
Yeah, and then the last thing we're quite excited for, we're excited for a new partnership with a marketplace, which should be hopefully live in the next 3 months or so, where our makers and designers can sell their finished products and shine through a market community which concentrates on products that include textiles.
Oh, that's amazing. It all sounds so good. You really have expanded so much over the years. And I think it's, you know, you work so hard, and I think it's everything you do and your team, everyone I deal with is always fantastic. So I'm really happy that this has all happened. It's been happening for you guys. Mm-hmm. It's really good. And also I just wanted to touch on the fact that we at Making Design, mm-hmm. our courses reach people in many different countries. I've mainly had obviously UK deliveries, but do you ship internationally? Is the support for our international artists as well?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there have been a few hiccups due to Brexit and COVID, but we still ship globally, and we have we have lots of customers worldwide.
That's great, because that's one of the questions I get asked by, you know, people in various countries. You know, you recommend such and such, you know, can we use them? And I'm like, yeah, you know, do check it out. So that's great. So obviously printing and manufacturing for you is kind of your everyday, and you obviously find it, you know, not easy, but you know, your head is within that world every day. A lot of us aren't in that world, and it can feel a little bit overwhelming at times, particularly at the beginning of my career. I was a bit like, where do I go and what do I do? What would you say are the key things that we need to understand the most? I know within our courses, I'm always saying, you know, when you're talking to printers, ask about how to make things cost effective, you know, the width of the roll, how many things you can fit on, you know, is it sustainable, base cloth, and obviously repeat, making sure your files are set up correctly. What would you say are the key things, or the things that you find people are stressed out about when they come to you?
Firstly, the beauty of kind of what we do is that you don't really need to be an expert in it or have any kind of prior skills. And this is, I mean, really one of the big drivers for why we started the business. You know, our aim for the business was to make the service so easy that, you know, my 90-year-old grandma could kind of understand and do it herself. You know, I worked previously where we were working with designers, and you know, there was a lot more specification. It was very, very complicated, as you described. So we've just tried to make it as simple and understandable and transparent as possible. You know, in terms of, as you say, fabric widths, weights, what they can be used for, you know, material certifications. Just trying to give the designers or creatives as much information as possible to make an informed decision. And, you know, for us, we take care of the manufacturing, so kind of you can focus on designing, as you say. I would say that being said, there are definitely some things to be mindful of. One thing I would say is always get a sample and never take things like colour for granted.
I shouldn't have said that before. Sorry, guys. I just ordered it. But generally, in all of the Make It In Design courses, I really do.
Yeah, say, I mean,
you know, if colour's important, test it out.
I mean,
generally, I frantically come to Alex or something. And because you guys are great, I'm okay with, you know, I'm okay with what I've had. But particularly if you're starting with a new printer, yes, testing. And what's great with Alex is you allow us to just, as you said, print a very, very small amount of fabric and do like little test squares if we want to. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, our team really do a remarkable job of getting colours to match across over 90 fabrics that we offer and different ink sets and processes. And to really resemble what is on screen. I mean, however, the problem is we can never really guarantee a perfect match, because displays on your PC or iPhone differ in brightness and warmth and are really even affected by ambient lighting. Likewise, you know, each fabric takes color differently depending on the process type, the weave, the weight, the knit or kind of the openness. So for instance, maybe a jersey might look really matte, whereas something like our Eco Satin fabric will accentuate and, you know, saturate colors. But fear not. One of the things that we do, and actually we've just recently redesigned this, is that we offer tools such as our Color Atlas, which is a grid of around 2,500 color chips printed and labeled with the hex codes, available on every single one of our fabrics to order. So, and this really allows the designers to see exactly how the fabric will print and take the color, and they can use the hex codes printed on the chip to put into their artwork to assure that they get a near perfect match on their production run to the color chart.
That's great. And I know I've had off you before samples of like the base cloth as well, mm-hmm. when you want to see it plain and things like that. It's great that we can get all of these all of these samples from you. It really, really helps, also makes it so much easier.
I mean, one thing I would also say, just as a final comment on that one, is that manufacturing really is still manufacturing. And I think there are so many moving parts to an operation, and occasionally things don't just happen as you want them to. You know, we, as a business ourselves, we always allow contingency for unforeseen delays with our suppliers. You know, we're always checking, even looking at the news to understand how, you know, things like, I mean, for us, things like container prices, access to imports and exports, speaking with our suppliers, especially in the light of Brexit, COVID, and, you know, skyrocketing shipping delays. So really, I think as a business and as a designer, being understanding and mindful of this and planning for some degree of flexibility, both with yourself and your customers, will really help reduce the anxiety in production and ultimately make your business better.
Definitely a great answer for that. Next question was, let me go back on my little notes here. So we talked about, you know, things being more cost effective. We don't have to hold stock, things like that. If you're, if someone in our audience is completely new and they're just, you know, they're wanting to start out, the budget is so limited, but they're like wanting to become a brand, for instance, say a wallpaper brand. Mm-hmm. What is the best way forward? I know you talked about the different areas of your site. Would you say the make home, the kind of the finished product where you can ship wallpaper for someone essentially is the best way because they don't have to hold stock? Or is it a case of you think, you know,
I think it's a little... I guess it's really down to probably appetite for risk, you know, how much they, I guess, believe in their designs or want to commit themselves to it. So, I mean, the beauty of custom digital printing is that you don't have to hold stock. You know, a lot of our startups find that the sweet spot for printing is, you know, 20 to 40 meters as it lands in our kind of quantity discounts for a reasonable amount. And if you print on the same fabric with us, you can achieve this while only printing, say, 1 meter of 20 designs, because we charge by the meter and not by the design, which is a groundbreaker for many small designers and businesses who want to get breadth of and scope of their designs within their collection without the investment and the flexibility to order exactly the amount they need.
I love that. I've used that feature before and I've said that to many of our community, you know, keeping the cost down, you're getting to essentially test out 20 designs. You're really only getting maybe one or two of them to start with. And it's just a great thing. And I can honestly say when I launched independently after leaving my full-time design job, digital print was not like this. I say to everyone now, oh, you're so lucky. It's so much better and it's so much easier. And I was screen printing. I had stock coming out my ears and I'd have to invest in everything, you know? Whereas now it is so much more accessible and better for the environment and just everything. It's great.
Yeah, I mean, and definitely on that point, you know, with our on-demand kind of full manufacturing service, plain label shipping and quick delivery, which is important, designers don't really have to invest a penny. You know, if you haven't already, as a designer, you can set up a basic e-commerce website using someone like Shopify or Wix, or create a store on Etsy, and then simply create the products with your designs on the site and sell them, and put them live to sell. And then basically with us, a lot of customers do this, is that when someone orders the design on your site, you can actually place the order with us to even ship directly to the customer. And that's kind of the entirety of your exposure to the manufacturing. And the beauty of, I guess, our quick turnaround is that even though the smaller amounts are slightly more expensive, to start with, it does allow you to test your designs and to test the trends and really dive into what your audience would want to buy. And it costs nothing, next to nothing to Photoshop a few patterns onto the same product, see which one sells best. And kind of once you identify that product, then you can make a lot more confident decisions on your orders and have more control of your budget.
It's amazing. And I think the headache of the packing and the shipping and storing things, you know, I used to do all of that. It takes a lot of time and a lot of time away from your designing, and as creatives we wear many hats already. So I think that's
I think really for me as well, I've seen this in a lot of designers, is that I would also recommend not to spend too long perfecting every last thing. You know, if you're getting out there as a business, you need to get your designs out there, see what works, what doesn't, and improve from there. You know, I've seen a lot of brands kind of develop their collections for years almost, only for them to be kind of outdated or passé by the time that the design is ready to go live. You know, the market now moves at such an incredible pace, and there are so many channels for designers to get exposure quickly and with a global reach without any, you know, really significant expense. That kind of it's a, you know, a designer's world effectively, you know.
Yeah, I think that's it. And you touched on some really great things. I think it's great to just go for it. It is way easier now. And, you know, like I said, it was really hard when I began, and there's nothing stopping you. It's like, try it, see what works, get your designs out there, as you said. And I love that. And I wanted to touch back on your kind of background a little bit now in your career, because obviously you've done so many things. What would you say have been the key turning points in your career where you've kind of had to make big decisions or certain moves that have got you kind of on this particular route, really? A little bit more about you.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, the realisation, you know, many years ago that people didn't all have to be experts or professionals in digital printing or even want to be. They just wanted to make a living with their designs or see their creations come to life. You know, this led us to starting a business where we could bring the same level of attention to detail, not only to the print, but to the person behind the order. And this is a really big part of our company. You know, this evolved over time, and the path unfolded to a journey where the prints, the coaching, the marketplace are all tools we give the designers to enable their voice in the crowded in a crowded market and truly succeed on what they love.
And what has been the hardest thing, would you say, in your career? Has there any been like real tough moments where you're just like, what is happening, or you felt stressed, or
I think you always go through these sort of ebbs and flows of, you know, positivity and negativity within a career, you know. I guess, you know, getting started, and then, you know, getting people ordering, and then you've got to fulfill the orders, and then you kind of got to scale. I mean, COVID was definitely a tricky one, just, you know, as a worry to keep the factory open. But, you know, fortunately, you know, we've got a great team there, and they're really committed to keeping it going. But I would say probably the hardest thing is building the right team. Finding people who are talented and committed and truly believing in our success. And more importantly, learning how not only to train and coach them, but as the team grew, to manage their personalities and keep everyone aligned with a common goal.
I love that you've touched on kind of your team, because I feel very fortunate at Make It In Design. We are a small team. However, the team are brilliant, and their passion and their belief in the business and their care for our community, you know, they genuinely care and want to see our community do well. And I think it's really important to have brilliant people around you for you to grow. Mm-hmm. So I feel so lucky for that. So thank you to the Make It Design team. If you're listening, you're amazing. And I want to ask about, obviously, you've worked with like so many cool designers. I know you've done stuff for like media and things. What's been the best thing in your career so far, or a career highlight where you think, wow, I can't believe we did that?
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I'm very fortunate to have worked with great designers, big and small, across thousands of projects, you know, meeting incredible people just like yourself along the way. Like-minded people who have a, you know, a passion and a love for textiles, print, design, and creating. And I mean, for me, it always gives me a sense of pride after spending weeks and months developing, you know, printed fabrics for brands and seeing your work gracing some of the biggest runways and stages in the world. But I think really, probably the biggest sense of pride is being able to help out the smaller businesses grow something. You know, to help a family create a living for themselves. I mean, this is, you know, certainly happened more during COVID and lockdown, as people have looked, you know, into themselves and tried to really discover their true passions and, you know, really carving something out for them. I mean, I think one standout moment, it was probably about 4 years ago, you know, when we were still relatively a younger company, should we say, was when a friend of mine from Manchester said to me that a friend of his in France had started a whole business off the back of what we print for them and that they couldn't find us anywhere else. And I think really to give someone the opportunity to fulfill their dreams gave me such a deep satisfaction. And it, you know, it's something that I will be chasing for all my customers.
I love that. That's lovely. I think, you know, Make It in Design, but for the team as well, there's nothing better, isn't it, knowing that, you know, you've played a small part in someone's journey and they've gone on to achieve their dreams. I love that. And I just wanted to touch on today about social media. You know, a lot of our audience have a love-hate relationship. I'm a bit like that. It's always changing. Is it really important for your business for growth? Do you find you get a lot of business through social media? Do you rely on it? Or are you things changing? Have you gone more focused on your website or newsletters? Like, how do you market in general?
The truth is that social media is very important. You know, we're working too hard to reach people across the globe. But at the end of the day, that's where we can, you know, truly keep in touch with our community. We follow others and see what they're up to. You know, it's a very successful way of keeping up to date with trends and essential, and especially in the fashion and design world where everything is so visual. I mean, the freedom to connect with people worldwide is truly a gift. And yeah, I mean, social media can become exhausting, but we can't deny its benefits.
Yeah, it is good. I think it's just getting it's a case of the balance, isn't it? Not being.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard a lot of, especially the smaller businesses now. You know, I think one thing I would give listeners would really be perhaps a warning not to be reliant as a business on one platform. You know, there are a number of businesses that we've dealt with over the last 2 or 3 years, especially, you know, who are very reliant on Facebook, on Instagram for sales. And I think making sure that your platform for reaching customers is diversified, because at the end of the day, you can't control what, for instance, the big tech companies are going to do. So whether it's, you know, Apple blocking Facebook tracking so that you can't market yourself to people via advertising as easily, you know, whether it's Instagram changing their algorithm and reducing how many people are exposed to your brand and your personality. You know, these are all things that have played a really big role in a number of my customers' businesses. So I think making sure that you're not just pegged down on one platform, and that maybe you share a little bit, you know, create yourself a content plan where you're creating different content across different social medias and platforms, email. I mean, and also, you know, from my point of view, I mean, I love chatting to people. So, I mean, I like just getting, you know, doing the old school thing of getting on the phone to somebody and doing something, but you also can't discount, you know, writing a letter to the customer as well.
You know, I'm a big fan of old school methods, and I love that you've touched on having visibility on different platforms. You know, there's the thing where you've got opt-in ads and all of that now. We found that with Make It Design as well. And I know now a lot of community are reaching out to clients and things and wanting to submit presentations. I always say, you know, if you know that head office address and you can do it in an affordable and kind of economical way, why not send like a beautiful package, you know, something that's going to make them go, wow, you know, all this gorgeous stuff. Because people, we all get so many emails, don't we? And we're on our computer or our phone. And I love conversations and trying to make an impact in different ways. So I love that you touched on that as well. And then I wanted to touch on the fact that you do obviously a lot. You're a dad as well. And you've grown this business to be this amazing thing that it is. And I've no doubt that it will keep growing and you'll keep doing more amazing things. do you get much time for you? What do you do to chill? Do you get time out, or do you just
I do tend to have a lot on my plate, mm-hmm. but my I mean, fortunately, my partner's dedicated a lot of time to our systems to enable us some time off.
I mean,
I think when we started, and we always had the requirement for this business to be able to work from anywhere. Not obviously the manufacturing side, but to oversee the production and dealing with customers. So, you know, we've designed and implemented technologies throughout the business that have afforded this ability without compromising on production or quality or lead time. I think one of the reasons, you know, I think I'd recently become a dad, literally as we opened the business, which I wouldn't always recommend to so many people. But I mean, you know, it's a challenge, but certainly it's ensured that I put in the technologies that actually allowed us to trade well through COVID, because we were already set up for remote working with our team. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. I found that with all of obviously the changes, I kind of worked in that way anyway. And
yeah,
like you, I love the fact, I love being able to work from different places. And, yeah. You know, obviously we need Wi-Fi, but, you know, generally it's quite free, isn't it? And I love that. And I think it feels more rewarding when it's your own business if you can work in that capacity.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I still haven't managed. To leave my work phone behind during holidays.
Yeah,
but we're working on that.
Yeah,
I mean, for me, I love going to the countryside, having long walks, grabbing a history book, and relaxing and just learning. You know, I've got two young boys who love everything mechanical, so it keeps me on my toes. You know,
yeah,
they absolutely love going around the factory, but I explain all the engineering to them, and they're both quite creatives, but you know, who knows, there could be a fourth generation textile printer.
My little boy would love that. I'll have to bring my little boy in.
He'd
love it, and he'd be there with all the questions. He wouldn't leave you alone. And then one thing we tend to ask a lot of our listeners is, do you have a favorite motivational quote? Is there something that's like really resonated with you over the years, or, you know, yeah, something that you kind of refer to when you're
I think I probably have two, really.
Okay.
I mean, the first one is, in losing, never lose the lesson.
Oh, I love that one.
In losing, never lose the lesson. I mean, this, for me, it really teaches you to embrace failures, embrace where things don't go right. And to find ways around them to avoid them repeating themselves time and again. I mean, this mindfulness every business owner should embody. And that's, you know, a way that you can grow as a business and as a designer and as a person.
Yeah, and I think we learn so much, don't we, from,
yeah.
I don't like to call them mistakes, but things not going well or rejection, or, you know, we learn from it and it makes us become better creatives all around.
I agree completely. And the second is whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right.
I love that one also.
And that was by Henry Ford. And this is really about, you know, having the right mindset and approach to life. You know, I'm personally a very positive, often too optimistic person. You know, but again, we all have our doubting days. And as designers, the anxiety of not being seen, appreciated, and respected can weigh heavily on your self-worth. And really by, I'd say, retaining a positive can-do attitude, and most importantly, a self-belief, you really can achieve a lot.
I love those quotes. They're brilliant. And particularly the second one is one that I'm a big fan of. And I hadn't heard the first one before, I don't think. I really, really love that one. It's great. And obviously, we've talked about Make a lot today and all of the amazing things that you can mm-hmm. do, that you offer in your services. I would love to be here chatting to you for a million more hours about a million things I want to do with your use with your services and implementing my own site and everything. But we'll have another conversation about that. But where can our listeners connect with you? Can you tell us your website, Instagram handle, the best way to contact you if obviously they want to get in touch, and if they've got any questions?
I mean, you can find us at www.make.com. It's spelled with two A's. I mean, if you're a designer, you know, why not open a shop and add your designs to our growing library? you know, it's free. It takes only a few minutes to start, and you can earn a commission on every sale. If you're, you know, a visual person and want to connect with us this way, you can follow us on Instagram. Our handle is make, again with two A's, so it's make UK.
Okay.
Or email me directly at alex@make.com. You know, I personally respond to all my emails, and I love hearing from designers and entrepreneurs about your journey. You know, so feel free to ask me any questions. I'm always willing to help.
Oh, thank you. And Alex genuinely is always so helpful. And really, over the years, has helped me understand a lot of things. Or if our community have questions, I've always heard great things. So they really are a brilliant company. And as I said at the start of the intro, I'm no affiliate or, you know, in any way. I just, if a company is great and they offer great things and they're doing brilliant things in the design industry, then I love nothing more than recommending people. And Make is an absolutely fantastic platform. There's a million things that I want to do. I think my head is exploding now because I want to do so many things. So I'll be bothering you, Alex, after this with all of that. And I just want to say thank you so much for your support over the years with Make It in Design. You've been brilliant. And thank you so much for your time today, because you are so busy. And I know our audience is just going to find this really, really useful. So I just want to thank you.
Well, thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, thank you so much, Alex. Have a good rest of the day. Thank you.
Same to you too.
So that's all for today. You have been listening to the Make It in Design podcast. We'll be back soon with more inspiring stories from working designers and other creative people. In the meantime, be sure to come and join our private community, the Live Hub, for trend insights, industry guidance, and inspiring design challenges fresh every month. Find out more about the Live Hub and all our inspiring online design classes at makeitindesign.com. We'll see you again soon.